AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Masks must stay on in Alabama.
Folks, we're not there yet, but goodness knows we're getting closer.
Governor Kay Ivey is bucking the trend of some other southern governors and is extending a mandate to wear a mask.
We need to get past Easter and hopefully allow more Alabamians to get their first shot before we take a step some other states have taken to remove the mask order altogether and lift other restrictions.
Mississippi ended its mask order. It ends in Texas next week. The state of California is going to start setting aside 40% of all vaccine doses for people who live in the most vulnerable neighborhoods. Security has been tightened at the Capitol over a new threat that appears to be connected to a far-right conspiracy theory promoted by supporters of QAnon that former President Donald Trump will rise again to power today. The Capitol Police want the National Guard to stay at the Capitol. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The more than 5,000 Guard members still here in Washington are slated to leave next week. The AP has learned Capitol Police are asking them to stay another 2 months, underscoring continuing concerns about the complex's safety.
We should have them here as long as they are needed.
Still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that's a call for the Capitol security officials. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, a former top Pentagon official, says some lawmakers are worried about more permanent security plans, and the Capitol should not depend on the National Guard, but rather its own police force. The Pentagon says it's reviewing the Capitol Police request and checking with states to see if troops are available. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A doctor on Long Island was indicted on murder charges, accused of writing prescriptions for massive quantities of opioids that led to the deaths of 5 patients. George Blatty is accused of seeing patients in a hotel parking lot and at an abandoned radio shack. This is AP News. 2020 was a deadly year on the roads.
The National Safety Council estimates that just over 42,000 people died in vehicle crashes in 2020. That's up 8% from 2019 and the first increase in 4 years. Authorities say while stay-at-home orders reduced the number of drivers on the road, drivers who did venture out found open lanes that invited reckless driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the top reckless behavior was speed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Major League Baseball says June 2nd will be Lou Gehrig Day.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Each home team will have 4 ALS logos in ballparks to mark Gehrig's number 4 jersey. Gehrig died of ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. MLB says money will be raised to fight the progressive disease that attacks nerve cells controlling muscles throughout the body. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.